you mentioned in the book that you need to learn to love your mistakes. And I, even as I was telling you about my hopeless hapless tendencies, there's a part of me, I start to flush, I start to feel embarrassed. It's like, it's a little bit shameful. And I can see that's not a helpful attitude.
You know, it's our society raises children and so on so much with that way. Like they go to school, they're taught to be shameful about their mistakes. And the star is the person who gets all of the things right and so on. And that's almost one of the reasons that a lot of times children in schools are not the same who excel are not the same people who excel in life. And so when you look at that, it's the opposite. Like if you know and you're confident, then you know you can't learn. I mean, how do you improve when you have to believe that you're perfect all the time? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so very it's hard. And there are things that I won't do because I'm like, no, I'm just not going to be that good at that. And so it's a very destructive attitude.
Yeah, and the thing that you can realize is that you can almost do anything if you can do it with somebody who's also good at it. So there are things that you're naturally going to be good at and not. Perhaps, for example, you may be very creative, but very scattered. Okay?
Yeah, which is very much how writers, I think, probably tend to be.
Okay, so there you are. Okay. And that's why I'm saying then you work with somebody who is, you know, very not scattered, and they can use your, so you get the best. You can get your creativity and you can get the other. So many people make the mistake of thinking that they have to be good at stuff. Oh, I have to learn the thing that I don't know how to do well. No, you don't really need to do that. You just need to find somebody who's going to do it well with you.